Always great to have your company. So keep your calls coming. We'll take more of your calls very shortly. 1-300-736-736. Love having a chat to you. One of the interesting parts has been, what are you going to do this weekend? Is it going to be watching the supercars from the Bend? I think Melbourne Storm will be on a lot of people's agenda on Sunday as well. The interesting part in many respects is that the new broadcast rights deal that Fox Sports and Channel 7 have signed with the supercars proves to us that there is a massive audience for supercar racing these days. For motorsport these days in general has got an audience that is growing. And Sean Seamer, the supercar CEO, has been good enough to join me to talk about it, because we don't get a lot of calls or texts on this program about supercars, and yet it's one of these sports that just seems to be a big rater year on year on. Welcome to you, Sean. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm good. So how do you gauge your numbers? You do rate. You've got a great broadcast deal with both Fox Sports and Channel 7. It seems to be working for you. How do you gauge your numbers? And have you been able to grow your audience in the last couple of years to the point that it surprised you?
Yeah, look, I think we've been doing a very, very good job of providing an all-you-can-eat feast, I guess, on Foxtel over the past 6 years. And the way that we go racing, the places that we go racing, it does make for a weekend of entertainment, and it does make for, I guess, one of the last sort of in-your-face visceral experiences that are left on the planet. And you see that come through in the ratings, and you see that come through in the crowds as well. So it's great that we've had the success that we've had over the past 6 years, but it's also great to have a clear future for the next five.
So what's been your trick? What areas do you feed to make sure the growth continues? How do you keep making your sport better? And I've got a couple of questions to throw at you straight after this, including what, you know, does constitute great visual experience. I know you probably want a bit of touching, but you've got to keep it safe as well. It must be a fine line for you to make it exciting, to make it tight, to make it fast, to make it a little dangerous, but not too dangerous.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that we've learned is that every time we do something new or different, whether we go racing somewhere new, we introduce a new format, a new car, that our fans respond, and it does really well for us. So wherever we go, or whatever we do, we're always looking to do something different. And that really, really helps us. And you see that response in the ratings.
So you've done that this weekend with the circuit. The back loop's been taken away from the Bend. You've changed it a bit. It's going to be faster racing from what I understand. And it might be, well, carnage was the word that's used in the story that I read. It's probably not a word you're going to use. But there is that threat, I suppose, of having a bingle or two.
Oh, look, there always is. Our people are putting a lot on the line every time they go out there. They're racing very close. They're racing hard. But that's what makes supercars supercars. I think, you know, you talk about why we've been successful. The on-track product and what our teams and drivers do is absolutely critical to that. For us, this weekend, headed into the Bend, it's the first time. The Bend's a big motorsport facility in South Australia. Huge track with multiple configurations. So we're running on the shorter track this weekend. And typically a shorter track will give us closer racing and some more overtaking, because everybody's bunched up a bit more. So we had a great weekend last weekend, plenty of overtaking, the best racing we've ever had at that circuit due to some other technical changes. So we're looking forward to another really good weekend this weekend.
And you've evolved from the strict Ford Holden formula into, you know, the non-Holden era. You don't seem to have lost any passionate supporters through that era.
No, look, I think what's happened is this sport was certainly built on blue versus red, but over time, the drivers, their personalities, the teams, the backstories, just like any sport, have become just as important as the car that they are in. And you'll see fans follow different drivers despite what car they're driving, right? So if you take Chas Mostert, a really popular driver of ours, he left Ford, he went to Holden. He didn't lose any fans because he changed marks year on year. So for us, the sport's really about the people, the individuals, the entertainment. Whilst it was built on the grounds of blue versus red, times have changed and evolved.
So there aren't any locked-on, Holden-only kind of hardcore fans that you'll lose, do you think, in the coming years?
I'm pretty sure that we'll be able to come up with something that the Holden fans will have something to cheer for. We're going through a process right now. Obviously, we've had a really good year despite challenging circumstances with not only the new broadcast deal that we've announced today, but the new deal with Repco to come on as our naming rights partner for the next 5 years. And then in 2022, we've got a whole new technical platform rolling out, which will see new cars on the grid. So there's some exciting stuff coming, some exciting changes coming to the on-track product in 2022, and we're pretty confident that the Holden fans will be kept entertained for many years to come.
Can you give us a sneak preview of what marks you expect in 2022?
Oh, I couldn't do that, not at this stage. We've got to keep you on tenterhooks, Dwayne. But look, I think you can expect us to be racing what, you know, the Mustang has shown that there's a very strong appetite for affordable two-door performance cars, and I think that you can see plenty more of that coming.
That's good news. How do you gauge it this year? Fan numbers, how many will you get into the Bend this weekend? How many will you get into Bathurst in a couple of weekends' time?
Look, Dwayne, this year, the success of this year is first and foremost being able to deliver the championship rather than looking at how you might look at things traditionally. But because of the limited attendance that we've been able to have whilst we've met COVID restrictions, it really has been about the ratings, and we're happy with how they've performed. I think we had a good turnout at the Bend last week. I'll have to get some latest figures or projections for this weekend. But again, I think we'll see another good weekend at the Bend. And then going into Bathurst, you know, typically we're looking at 200,000 people there over 4 days, which nowadays in the world that we all live in is just not possible. So I think, you know, we'll be looking at about 20 to 25,000 people there over the course of the 4 days at Bathurst this year. So certainly not the usual capacity, but we're just happy. Like I said, we're happy to be getting the championship away. We're happy to be able to get to Bathurst and put on the motor race that stops the nation.
So Fox Sports and Channel 7 must be pretty confident you're heading in the right direction. Have you got a rough guide as to where you would fit on the overall landscape in Australian sport? Where do the supercars fit in the pecking order?
Well, that's always gonna depend on who you ask, right, Dwayne? But I think for us, yes, that's absolutely true. The fact that we've been able to secure a five-year deal going forward with Fox and Seven shows us that we're doing something right, that all of the work that we've been putting into the future of the sport over the past 6 months is paying off. Where we sit on the pecking order, well, we're different, and you know, we respect and we like working and talking to all of the ball sports, but I guess if you look at it around the world, there's only us and NASCAR left globally in terms of national motorsport categories that command large local audiences that have their own broadcast rights. So, you know, it depends who you compare us to, right? I mean, from a global motorsport point of view, we do extremely well. Obviously, Australia, depending on the time of year, ball sports are extremely popular, but we're really happy. We keep growing. We just need to be better than what we were yesterday and not compare ourselves to too many people. But at the same time, acknowledging that we've got to put on a really good show. Like, it's limited dollars in the market now more so than ever, and people have a choice. So we believe if we can be better than what we were yesterday, then people will keep coming back to see us or tune in on TV.
Yeah, well, they're tuning in on TV right now in large numbers. So do you look at what the NASCAR do in terms of what you can do in Australia, or do you see what other sports are doing here in Australia? I know, well, the cricket deal is one that's been talked about a lot. So do you believe your fans are fans of other sport and also follow the supercars, or are they supercars 1, 2, and 3 and then the other sports are 4 on their agenda list?
No, there's certainly overlap with other sports, and we look at what other sports are doing in Australia. We look at what other motorsports are doing globally, but we also look at generally other sports. So for us, we're really interested in the capability and the strength of the NFL. I mean, what those guys do in that US market with just 16 regular games a year is phenomenal. So they're obviously someone that we look at. NBA, slightly different. They play a lot more games, but the domestic US sports, not just NASCAR, are extremely strong sports. They do a really good job of generating an audience outside of games, outside of races. And whether they're playing, you know, particularly the NFL, you look at those guys, they're only playing 16 regular games a year over 16 weekends, but they are on 24/7, 365, always engaging their audience. So, you know, people talk about the EPL, they talk about Formula One, they talk about AFL, but there's other sports out there, and we think the NFL is probably one of the best at doing a good job all year round.
Well, congratulations on what you've done and on the new deal as well, Sean. I think we'll be talking quite a bit over the next couple of months. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Cheers, Wayne. Always good to chat.
Sean Seema, Supercars CEO, there for Dometic. Take control of your outdoor adventures like never before with the Dometic CFX3. Dometic mobile living made easy. We'll take a break. Plenty still to talk about. And a couple of interviews still to come. We'll talk to Kevin Sheehan, AFL talent manager. He's not far away from joining us as well. But your call's the priority next. 1-300-736-736, the open line for Werribee Kia.